your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny conditions, with those highs right around 70 degrees. We'll have our winds becoming breezy from the south. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies into the mid-40s. For your Tuesday, highs in the lower part of the 70s, still lots of sunshine. And even into your Wednesday, lots of sunshine, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 66 degrees.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and agview.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at agview.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at agview.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and agview.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's crop report expects healthy production of both corn and soybeans. Stephanie Ho with more.
USDA Chief Economist Rob Johansson says the latest crop production report shows the number of actual harvested acres of corn is slightly down.
The expectation for harvested corn down to 83.1 million acres. Conversely, for soybeans up a little bit. Harvested acre for soybeans expected at 89.5 million acres. Record combined corn and soybean acres in the United States.
He says the expected production and yield for corn are down from last year's record highs.
Still a pretty healthy yield. Estimate at 171.8 bushels per acre. That's the second highest ever. 14.3 billion bushels, again, second highest ever.
Turning to soybeans.
We're expected harvested acres up slightly from our earlier estimate. Yield is second overall at 49.5 bushels per acre. Production will be a record this year, a combination of increased acres and increased yield.
Meanwhile, USDA shows no change in its price estimates for corn or soybeans. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue talked on television about some of America's grievances with Canada being outlined in the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. Perdue says past trade deals lacked enforcement, so the president is sending a message to Mexico and Canada as he is serious about trade deficits. Perdue also said he's serious about keeping jobs in the U.S. Perdue said NAFTA benefits Canada more than America in several different areas. He said the Canadian Dairy Management Supply Program is overproducing product. He says it depresses milk solid prices around the world. There's a wine issue in British Columbia, and there's poultry access issues as well. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything, and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business, and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Network News. Good Monday. Topeka is investigating an unusually high number of homicides. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that there have been more than 25 so far this year. That's a marked increase from 2014 when there were only 7. Topeka Deputy Police Sheriff Darren Scott says violent crime is a community issue and that the police cannot tackle this problem alone. Authorities have identified areas of high levels of violent crime and focused officers on those neighborhoods. Authorities have captured two inmates who were accused of obtaining two shotguns while escaping from a Kansas jail near the state's northern border with Nebraska. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says 46-year-old Jeffrey Gunther and 30-year-old Mattson Hatfield escaped Saturday from the Marshall County Jail after a fire was lit in a cell. The KBI says Hatfield fled to a nearby home and surrendered a short time later. A pickup truck also was stolen at gunpoint from a civilian county employee. The KBI says Gunther was arrested after rolling the truck in Rural Gage County, Nebraska.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during Lowe's Ready to Refresh event, pro customers should get ready to save. Now through October 22nd at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 10% off select in-stock interior and entry doors from Reliabuilt, Masonite, and Geldwin. Plus, buy three rolls of 3M Safe Release Painter's Tape and get one free. See Lowe'sForPros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Misplaced your debit card? Turn it off in the Wells Fargo app. When it turns up, turn it back on. Just another way we're building better every day.
I can't stand losing you.
Lost or stolen debit cards must still be reported. See app for details. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
A Kansas prosecutor has filed first-degree murder and other charges against a man suspected of fatally burning a woman and injuring two police officers during a confrontation. Cherokee County Attorney Jake Conrad's office says 49-year-old Harvey Otberg is accused of dousing 65-year-old Sharon Horn with gasoline and setting her on fire September 30th at her Baxter Springs home. She later died at a Springfield, Missouri hospital. Kansas has a record number of candidates for the early stages of its 2018 governor's race. 18 candidates have appointed treasurers or committees for a campaign next year, a requirement to raise money. There are 11 Republicans, 6 Democrats, and an independent. Cake TV News reports there will likely be more candidates. The Libertarian Party is expected to have a nominee, and another independent candidate may get into the race. Still, the current number of candidates tops the previous record of 16 on the primary and general election ballots in 1964. Mid-America Network News, I'm Tiffany Lane.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The Great Plains Black History Museum is leaving a shopping mall for a larger location in northeast Omaha. The Omaha World Herald reports the museum has been occupying 800 square feet in the Crossroads Mall. Its new location is about 1,400 square feet, and an open house is scheduled for later this week. The Nebraska Education Department is offering grants to organizations that want to establish community learning centers. The goal of the 21st Century Community Learning Centers program is to establish or expand community learning centers that provide students with academic enrichment opportunities as well as activities that complement the students' regular academic programs. The grant application and other information are available on the department's website. The Hicks and Lyde College of Fine and Performing Arts at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln is seeking applications for the 21st Annual Nebraska Young Artist Awards. The deadline for online applications is on December 8th. I'm Tiffany Lane.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, The Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is assisting the Marshall County Sheriff's Office following the Saturday afternoon escape of two inmates from the Marshall County Jail in Marysville. Shortly before 4 p.m. Saturday, inmates lit a fire in a cell, causing smoke to fill the jail. Two inmates, 46-year-old Jeffrey S. Gunther and 30-year-old Matson Z. Hatfield, allegedly forced their way through the jail, obtained two shotguns, and then exited the jail into the Sheriff's Office parking lot. As the two inmates were fleeing, Bill Schwinneman, County Emergency Management Director and a volunteer fireman, had his pickup truck stolen at gunpoint, and shots were fired at a Marysville Fire Department truck. A responding Marysville police officer fired at Gunther in the fleeing truck. Meanwhile, Hatfield reportedly fled on foot to a residence nearby the jail and fired shots toward a male subject standing in front of the residence. Hatfield was acquainted with the residents of the home. A short time later, Hatfield surrendered to an officer from the Marysville Police Department. Gunther fled the area in the stolen pickup truck, heading north on Highway 77 across the state line into Nebraska. He was pursued by Marysville police until he rolled the truck and was apprehended in rural Gage County, not far from the state line. Nebraska State Patrol investigated the accident scene. No one was injured during the escape or in the events following the escape. By around 6 p.m. Saturday, remaining Marshall County Jail inmates had been safely transferred to the Washington County Jail, and Sheriff's Office functions have been transferred to the Marysville Police Department. Formal charges have not yet been filed. The investigation is ongoing. A number for non-emergency calls to the Sheriff's Office is listed until further notice. That's 785-619-6642. Again, for non-emergency calls, 785-619-6642. The 911 system remains in operation. A candidates forum is planned Monday evening, 7 p.m. at the Marysville City Building. Candidates for Marysville Mayor, City Council, and USD 364 Marysville School Board have been invited to attend. The public is welcome Monday evening at 7 at the City Building. Kansas Honor Flight number 54 will depart for Washington, D.C. this week. The caravan will leave Marysville at the American Legion at 1 o'clock, and the public is encouraged to show their support as they pass through area communities. Participants from Marysville include Gilbert Thraw, Michael O'Toole, Don Geyer, Greg Boss, and Wayne Carroll. From Waterville, Alvin Repke, Robert Bergquist, and Roger Terry. From Frankfort, Dean Seamatter, Bob Rader, and Roger Jones. From Blue Rapids, Roger Edwards, Don Katapish, Phil Osborne, and Jim Wilson. From Axtell, Ralph Cook, and from home, Ron Schmitz. Local participants will depart the Marysville American Legion Tuesday at 1 o'clock, driving past Good Shepherd Lutheran School and back up to center, passing by St. Gregory's and the Marysville Elementary School, proceeding over to CJ West on the highway, then turning up Broadway to 10th Street and south on US 77. They'll proceed through Blue Rapids and Clay Center, joining the rest of the Kansas caravan. Most are Vietnam veterans. They hope the public will show a more positive atmosphere than many returned home nearly a half century ago. Han Ellen M. Reiter, age 100, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral Mass Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary begins at 10 a.m. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Han Ellen Reiter. Richard C. Tegetoff, age 89, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 11 until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Richard Dick Tegetoff.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. As an expansive area of high pressure looks to build across the central portion of the country, not only here for this afternoon, but really for a good chunk of the remainder of the work week as well, expecting sunny, dry, and mild conditions, with those temperatures looking to run above average for this time of year the next several days. High temperatures by this afternoon pushing up to near that 70-degree mark, expecting lots of sunshine, clear, quiet for tonight in the mid-40s, and still expecting above-average temperatures into Tuesday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, we'll see lots of sunshine across the area for this afternoon with highs near 71. We'll have our winds becoming breezy from the south. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies into the mid-40s. For your Tuesday, highs in the lower part of the 70s, still lots of sunshine. And even into your Wednesday, lots of sunshine, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature mid-October, 69. Record high on this date, 90 in 1938. The average low, 45. The record low is 27 in 1891. Sunset this evening, 6:42. Sunrise the morning at 7:34.
Falling leaves are the hallmark of the season. For avid gardeners, they're like pennies from heaven. We'll explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle. And that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau, care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 16th. It is the 289th day of the year, and actress Angela Lansbury celebrates a birthday. Some people see hours of backbreaking work when leaves are ankle-deep on the lawn. Others see dollar signs. In fact, the leaves of one large shade tree amount to $50 worth of plant food and hummus when composted. Pound for pound, they contain twice the minerals of manure. The best leaves for composting are maple, birch, ash, and those from fruit trees. Oak leaves are acidic, so make them a smaller percentage of your compost. And if leaves are slow to decompose, your pile is probably low on nitrogen. Add some manure or grass clippings to get things going and shred the leaves for faster breakdown. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2017 Buick Envision, the new Chevy Equinox, a 2018 Chevy Impala, and more. Several units in on trade, too, priced right and ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The last unbeaten NFL team fell over the weekend. Le'Veon Bell ran for 179 yards and a touchdown. Antonio Brown made an acrobatic touchdown catch in the fourth quarter. And the Pittsburgh Steelers held on to beat the Kansas City Chiefs 19-13 yesterday. The Chiefs now 5-1, still had a chance after Brown's 51-yard reception made it 19-10, moving quickly downfield and getting a 33-yard field goal from Harrison Butker. And when their defense forced a quick three and out, Tyreek Hill's 32-yard punt return gave them the ball with a minute 48 to go. But after the Steelers gave up a first down, James Harrison sacked Alex Smith on a 3rd and 10, and the quarterback's incomplete pass on 4th down left the NFL with no unbeaten teams. Again, yesterday's final, 19-13, the Steelers over the Chiefs. Mid-America Network Sports.
Baby, come back.
Misplaced your debit card? Turn it off in the Wells Fargo app. When it turns up, turn it back on. Just another way we're building better every day. Officer stolen debit cards must still be rewarded. See app for details. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during Lowe's Ready to Refresh event, pro customers should get ready to save. Now through October 22nd at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 10% off select in-stock interior and entry doors from Reliabilt, Masonite, and Geldwin. Plus, buy three rolls of 3M Safe Release Painter's Tape and get one free. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick filed a grievance against the NFL yesterday, alleging that he remains unsigned as a result of collusion by owners following his protests during the national anthem. Kaepernick started a national conversation about political activism by athletes last season when he decided to sit and then kneel during the anthem to bring attention to the mistreatment of African Americans by police. Other players have continued the protests this season, prompting an angry response from President Trump, who said players should be fired for not standing during the anthem. The 6th-ranked Horned Frogs remained unbeaten with a weather-delayed 26-6 victory over the Kansas State Wildcats on Saturday. K-State forced to play without quarterback Jesse Ertz, who was hurt in last week's double overtime loss at Texas. K-State hosts OU this Saturday in Manhattan. Mid-America Network Sports.
Shelby Downard of Marysville High School placed 5th in the 4A state tennis tournament. The doubles team of Avery Williams and Holly Holthouse from Marysville finished 7th. Friday night football play, Marysville rolled past Beloit 56-28. Other half of the district, Raleigh County, held off Minneapolis 53-0. In the North Central Kansas League, Wamego outlasted Abilene in overtime 28-27. Clay Center handled Chapman 48-8. Concordia slipped past Goodland 20-19. It was Jackson Heights over Valley Heights 44-40. Troy took Washington County 34-6. Hanover shuts out Frankfort 60-0. Axtell over Wakefield 28-22. Rock Hills beat Lynn 54-8. Centralia topped Waumonsie 50-6. Wetmore down Blue Valley 42-8. Jeff County North over Donovan West 54-8. Waverly beat Onega 62-20. Lord Central Catholic edged Diller O'Dell 52-50. Ashland Greenwood over Southern 54-20.
Beatrice Machine Company is proud to support the Black and Orange and wants the Beatrice High School football team to know how proud everyone is of their skill and spirit so far this season. Keep up the good work, guys, from your friends and fans at Beatrice Machine Company, proud to support our local athletes.
Put coffee grounds and filters to work, improving your garden's beauty and productivity. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Recycle these morning discards in your compost pile or worm bin, or occasionally sprinkle the grounds on the soil surface of your indoor or outdoor container and in-ground gardens. Avoid adding large amounts at one time. This can temporarily tie up soil nutrients, making them unavailable to the plant. incorporate larger amounts into the soil along with shredded leaves and fall, or add them to your compost pile. Once they decompose, these nutrients will be available for the plants. Although coffee grounds are acidic, they have minimal effect on the soil pH. They do, however, contain allelopathic chemicals that can inhibit growth in certain susceptible plants and prevent some seeds from sprouting. Once the coffee grounds fully decompose, this is not a concern. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
It's a chore for most states to build and repair roads and bridges. Mary fought with her state for 10 years to simply get a road. The story of where that road led and the governor she helped defeat is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Alaska's Highway No. 3 runs north from Anchorage to Fairbanks, passing Mount McKinley on the way. As Gene Richardson explains, this highway didn't exist when Alaska became a state back in 1959.
Mother was the primary reason there's a highway here. When she first homesteaded here in the early 60s, there were no highways. There were only two highways in the entire state. And there was nothing out here for 100 miles. But she saw the beauty of the mountain from here, and she wanted to share it with the world. And so she spent 7 years fighting with our first governor, Governor Egan, to put a highway through here.
Jean's mother was serious about getting a highway, not only to her house, but so visitors to the state could come to Mount McKinley. She was equally serious about making sure Governor Egan did not get reelected.
Took out a full-page ad in every newspaper in Alaska declaring war on Governor Egan because he wouldn't put a highway here. He still wouldn't relent. He said there's a crazy woman living 100 miles out in the bush that wants a road to her house, and we'll see when that happens.
She helped elect a new governor, and the highway was constructed in 1972. Back when she came to the isolated community of Talkeetna in 1962, she homesteaded and, according to law, had to clear 20 acres. She was told the only thing that would clear that space was a D8 Cat bulldozer.
She said, well, how on earth am I going to get there? There's not even a road. And they said, well, you might possibly, in February, if the ice is thick enough, walk that D8 Cat up the river. So Mother decided that was a good plan.
It was a 50-mile trip, and one bulldozer fell through the ice. But they did finally make the journey and clear the land. The Richardsons still live in the area that Mary Richardson homesteaded, and they travel the road she helped make a reality. Traveling the countryside in Talkeetna, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Having enough to eat is a basic human right. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Today, 150 countries are focusing on hunger and food security. It's World Food Day as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Chances are good that you know where your next meal is coming from and you have a grocery store nearby with plenty of options. Today is World Food Day, and not everyone is so lucky. Vimlendra Sharon is the director of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. He says the organization started World Food Day in 1979 to bring attention to hunger, poverty, and the plight of small farmers.
It's extremely important for the world policymakers and for the people in general to keep hunger and food front center of their discussions. So what this day does is to bring 150 nations around the world to sit and discuss or do activities around food, around hunger, around poverty.
Sharon says we've done well. Hunger has been eradicated from many parts of the world. However, there are still 800 million people that don't have enough to eat. The majority are in rural areas and are dependent on agriculture. He says vibrant agriculture holds the key to economic prosperity.
FAO is trying to bring around this idea, and it's very, very necessary to have a well-developed, thriving rural economy to ensure that young people do not get forced out of agriculture or do not get forced to move out to urban areas. We are not saying that migration is wrong or right. Migration will always happen. What we say is wrong is forced migration, when hunger forces you out.
Sharon says the United States produces enough food to feed many who are hungry around the world, but unfortunately, a lot of it goes to waste. Learn more about World Food Day at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can trust, who can conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
30, 35, 40, 45, 5, 5, 5. Tempted and tried, we oft made to wander. Why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong.
When death has come,
Safety guidelines for children working on the farm are brought up to date, as you'll hear today on the Farm Journal Report.
Are you turning every stone to find ways to get the most out of your fields? Looking for the latest products along with expert advice, seasoned by years of experience? If your goal is to earn more from every acre this year, turn to your DuPont Crop Protection team for the right portfolio of products to help you maximize the value of your fields. When your fields are facing pressure from insects, weeds, and diseases, reach out to your DuPont Crop Protection team. They can help you customize a program from DuPont's broad portfolio of proven solutions. So what are you waiting for? It's strong protection you can depend on from the people you can lean on. Contact your DuPont Crop Protection sales professional today to start planning your strategy for producing a healthy harvest next fall. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance.
Farm or ranch kids are likely to be doing some of the work there. They number about 750,000 in the United States, according to Marcia Salzwedel, a youth agricultural safety specialist with the National Children's Center for Agricultural Health and Safety in Wisconsin.
We do want youth to work on farms, and we think that farms are a great place for people to grow up. I grew up on a farm myself, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful childhood. On the flip side of that, though, the agricultural work site is our most dangerous work site in the country by far. And so there are risks that are associated with having children present on the farm, whether they're working, playing, just living there.
The statistics are sobering. One child dies every 3 days in the U.S., and 33 are injured every day in ag-related incidents. Salzwedel says guidelines put out in 1999 were due for an update, and now that's happened.
What we want to do is give these farm families and employers strategies that will help keep the kids safe so that they can take advantage of all the benefits that are there and still minimize those risks, keep those kids safe while they're reaping those benefits.
Learn more at cultivatesafety.org. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. negotiators officially offered the Sunset Clause proposal this week during the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. The Sunset Clause would bring NAFTA to an end after 5 years unless the three countries involved agreed to extend it. A couple of folks familiar with the talks say the proposal was made to a smaller group of negotiators. The White House has declined to comment on NAFTA. The U.S. Trade Rep's office has not responded to requests for comment. Canada and Mexico both rejected the idea when Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross brought it up a month ago. Both countries say it would create so much uncertainty for business it would hurt long-term investments. Now, the trade pact already has an exit provision. A country can leave NAFTA simply by giving a six-month notice to the other two parties. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce warning against a poison pill proposal, saying that could doom the entire agreement. Secretary Ross was asked about the Sunset Clause during an event this week. He said, well, that's our proposal. Well, at the fourth round of those NAFTA talks continue, several ag and business groups increasingly concerned about the future of the 23-year-old agreement. A large group of organizations, including the Farm Bureau, National Pork Producers, and Coalition for Services Industries, and a whole lot of others, hit the Capitol Hill this week. The goal, enlisting lawmakers in their campaign against the Trump administration's approach to trade policy. Stakes are high for ag exports, they say. And should the agreement be terminated, the resulting increase in tariffs would be low for many economic sectors. But farmers could see a 25% tariff on beef shipments, 45% on turkey and some dairy products, and tariffs as high as 75% on chickens, potatoes, and high fructose corn syrup that is sent to Mexico. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the danger of NAFTA withdrawal to ag producers is an empty threat. He says as far as he can tell, there's not a world oversupply of agricultural products. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Is showing a bit of weakness now, too. December corn down 2.5 at 350 and a quarter. March down 2.5 at 364. Later months are all down by at least 2 cents. Now, December Kansas City wheat is down 3.25 at 4.33. March KC wheat is down 3.5 at 4.51. All three of the wheat markets are under pressure. November soybeans down 9.5 at 9.90 and 3/4. January beans down 9.5 at 10.06 and 3/4. All the later months are down by 8-9 cents. December soybean meal down $4.30 at 324.30. January down 4.20 at 326.50. December soybean oil down 8 points at 33.61. January is down 9 points at 33.76. Not a lot of positives when it comes to the grains and soybeans. We're seeing some weakness now in the livestock complex as well. October live cattle down a buck at 111.82. December down 37 at 116.75. October feeders up by a nickel at 154.10. But November down 35 at 154.65. All the later months are down as well. At 51.94. December's up 49 cents at 52.22. And taking a look at the gold contract, October gold is up $1.70 at 1303.20, but December gold is down $2 at 1302.60. So mixed numbers in gold, and we're seeing some pressure now on our livestock complex. Corn, wheat, and soybeans are down. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrebuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them. So,
the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. Orion Samuelson with you today, looking at some proposed rules from government agencies impacting agriculture. After this message,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
I would guess if farmers and ranchers were asked to vote on their least favorite government agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, would win hands down. Farmers and ranchers have been at odds with that agency ever since it was formed back in the 1960s. And now, the latest go-around, the Environmental Protection Agency last week said it was seeking comment on a proposal to reduce 2018 biodiesel blending requirements into the domestic fuel supply. Prices for soy oil, the most widely used feedstock to produce biodiesel, fell to a five-week low on that news because it raised worries of a decline in demand. The EPA said a potential decline in biodiesel imports could raise domestic prices and create severe economic harm, allowing the EPA to issue waivers to those obligated to blend biodiesel under the renewable fuel standard, the EPA said in a draft proposal. The EPA already proposed cuts to 2018 blending volumes for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuel in July amid complaints from, guess who, petroleum companies, that the requirements added billions in cost. That came before the Commerce Department August 23rd imposed duties on imports of Argentine and Indonesian biodiesel. And then, of course, the other ongoing fight with the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers is WOTUS. So a couple of days ago, the National Corn Growers Association asked the EPA and the Army Corps to rescind the 2015 Waters of the United States rule and write a new rule that provides farmers with clarity and certainty, reduces red tape, and does not discourage farming practices that improve water quality. Back with a final word after this message.
October is National Co-op Month, and the Farmers Cooperative is proud of our 113 years of co-op history. We operate as a true cooperative by paying dividends back to our patrons and reinvesting in facilities and equipment to better serve you. The Farmers Cooperative would like to say thank you to its membership, and we appreciate your business. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
President of the National Corn Growers, Wesley Spurlock, said the corn growers are ready to work with the EPA anytime. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Having enough to eat is a basic human right. Today, we're focusing on hunger and food security because it's World Food Day on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores. Choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD-TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD-TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Chances are good that you know where your next meal is coming from and you have a grocery store nearby with plenty of options. Today is World Food Day and not everyone is so lucky. Vimlendra Sharon is the director of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. He says the organization started World Food Day in 1979 to bring attention to hunger, poverty, and the plight of small farmers.
It's extremely important for the world policymakers and for the people in general to keep hunger and food front center of their discussions. So what this day does is to bring 150 nations around the world to sit and discuss or do activities around food, around hunger, around poverty.
Sharon says, we've done well. Hunger has been eradicated from many parts of the world. However, there are still 800 million people that don't have enough to eat. The majority of them are in rural areas and are dependent on agriculture. He says vibrant agriculture holds the key to economic prosperity.
FAO is trying to bring around this idea that it's very, very necessary to have a well-developed, thriving rural economy to ensure that young people do not get forced out of agriculture or do not get forced to move out to urban areas. We are not saying that migration is wrong or right. Migration will always happen. What we say is wrong is forced migration, when hunger forces you out.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about tackling hunger and World Food Day at agriculture.com.
Stock up on STP antifreeze coolants from the Farmers Cooperative. Purchase 3 cases of STP antifreeze and earn $1 off each gallon at any of our car care centers. Plus, enter to win great prizes, and one lucky winner will receive 2 tickets to the Nebraska Husker and Kansas Jayhawks basketball game, plus dinner for 2 at Misty's on December 16th. Offer good until November 30th. See your Farmers Cooperative today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, with corn and soybean harvest underway, there are concerns about getting crops to export points. The USDA has commissioned a study looking at some of the nation's major agricultural freight transportation corridors.
This study is one that we've just begun for USDA, and it is actually applying some of the tools that we've used in other studies, some modeling capabilities, to look at rail and water competition in ag serve markets throughout the U.S., and that's that sort of upper Miss Illinois basin to coastal Louisiana corridor that is heavily reliant on navigation. You've got a corridor that is used for both corn and soybeans and wheat between the upper Midwest and the Pacific Northwest. It also connects the prairies to the PNW. And then finally, you've got a huge rail-served wheat corridor that moves down through the Plain States to the Texas Gulf.
That's Mark Burton of the University of Tennessee. You might remember some rail shipping slowdowns over the last couple of years due to a shortage of available rail cars. And over the last couple of weeks, there have been delay problems in the upper Midwest due to slowdowns or closing at some lock and dam locations along rivers. In other news, business leaders from the United States and Korea are pressing South Korea and the U.S. to eliminate the uncertainty around the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement known as CORUS. The U.S.-Korea Business Council, along with the Korea-U.S. Business Council, issued a joint statement calling CORUS a platform to expand bilateral trade. President Trump has threatened to withdraw the U.S. from the agreement, and Korea has agreed to a renegotiation effort by the Trump administration. However, the two business councils expressed concern with the discussions and the limited consultation with the business community. The statement points out the benefits of CORUS to the United States, noting that Korean tariffs have been reduced or eliminated. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT.